From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Saturday, thousands of protesters gathered at rallies in Barcelona, Madrid, and other Spanish cities as Catalonians continue to push for secession from Spain after last week's independence referendum. VOA Steve Miller reporting.
Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader, Charles Puigdemont, has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked that sitting of parliament.
And in Madrid, the Spanish national capital, there are also or were competing demonstrations for Spanish unity. That demonstration centered on Madrid's plaza, featuring thousands of people waving red and yellow Spanish flags. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is defiantly calling his country's nuclear weapons program a treasured sword to protect it against aggression, even as U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe continue to pressure his regime. Pyongyang state media reported that Kim on Saturday told the powerful Central Committee of the ruling Workers' Party the nuclear weapons were a powerful deterrent, guaranteeing the country's sovereignty against what he described as protracted nuclear threats of the U.S. imperialist. But he did acknowledge that North Korea's standoff with the United States, Japan, South Korea, and other countries over its nuclear weapons development was a complicated international situation. This is VOA News.